Hi there, awesome musician. My name is Maurice Hessink and welcome to the Music Mindset Podcast. This is your podcast if you have your music online and on YouTube and want to build a large fan base and generate more income with your music. Before we start, remember that you can also watch the entertaining video version of this podcast along with dozens more in my online video series on YouTube. You can find it at YouTube for Musicians. The link will be in the show notes. Now, let's begin. Hi everyone, and welcome to the new Music Mindset Podcast. A quick introduction. You probably have noticed that there's a difference between the Animus music kind of thing and how it's Music Mindset. What's the deal with that? It's actually pretty simple. The main reason that I changed the name is because Animus music didn't really fit the business model that I was going for, and Music Mindset does, in my opinion. So what is the Music Mindset Podcast all about? It is still focused on online music promotion. But aside from that, I also focus a little bit more on YouTube music promotion. I think YouTube is a very powerful platform where you, the awesome artist, can create wonderful stuff and be found by many people. You can build up your super fans there. You can create content that builds up a strong relationship with those super fans. And once you release a song or an album or want to do a live show or whatnot, there's a really high chance that those people are waiting for you to create that awesome content. That is why I think YouTube is one of the most powerful social networks that we have online right now. Now, the change to Music Mindset is actually tied in with that. I think that it helps to have a good music mindset to create content online. So if everything that you want to create is tied in with everything music related, then there is a higher chance that you will be found online. So let me explain a little bit about that. If you only upload your music to YouTube, for example, then the chances of being found is very slim. You just cannot upload a couple of songs on YouTube and wait until the fans find you. People simply don't find you. And that is not because your music is bad. It's because they simply don't know you. So they don't know where you hang out, where you are, and who you are, and what do you create, and maybe even why do you create it. So a good way to get people actually to know you is to offer more content and make it meaningful for your future superfans. You are an artist and you are a creative person, so there's a high chance that you have more to offer than only your music. Maybe you can offer some behind the scenes, or some tutorials, or some gear reviews, some collaborations, some live shows, and there's even more that you can do, but you get the idea. So if you create content that people are actually searching for, you increase the chances of people actually finding you. So if you have created a tutorial on how to record your violin, then that can be searchable content because a lot of people are searching for how to record a violin. And obviously you can do that with whatever instrument you play and even with your vocals. But the main idea is that you are offering something more than only your music. Now, if that sounds something that you want to discover and want to find if it works for you, or maybe you are already doing that and maybe it's not really working for you and you want some tips and tricks on how to improve that, you absolutely came to the right place because I'm here and I hope that I can help you with all the tips and tricks that I share. What the main thing is that you should be focusing on if you want to become known online is that you should treat your whole online presence as an online portfolio. What happens when people type in your name on Google? What do they actually find? And how does that tie in with you, the artist? Is the first thing that they find an image of you in the backyard talking about a new bicycle that you bought that has absolutely nothing to do with your music? Or are the first things that they find online a couple of websites that represent you as an artist and that maybe even share some music and some other valuable content that you have? I think that's the first thing that can help you to become known online. You want your band to be known, you want your name to be known, and you want maybe your services to be known. If you want to become known for a guitar teacher or a bass guitar teacher, then obviously the first thing that people should find online is something that relates you to the service that you provide, bass guitar lessons. In short, do a quick Google search and see what comes up. Does it make sense what you see if you Google yourself, or are you missing a couple of pages that you actually want to have on there? Is your YouTube channel in the top search results, or your website, or your Spotify list, or whatever? If not, then you might want to work on your search engine optimization. Now, in the upcoming podcast, I will talk about the best social platforms that you should be on, how to optimize your YouTube channel, and more stuff. Click subscribe and click follow if you don't want to miss that. And that's it for now, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Music Mindset. I sure do hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And if you haven't done so, be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you like to consume your podcast. And if you want, don't forget to leave a comment and maybe even a 4 or 5 star review, but only if you found it valuable. Talk to you soon and keep making awesome music.